Progress check 6. Exercise 6, page 100.
We're talking to fitness instructor Nikki Taylor this morning. She's telling us about the benefits and the drawbacks of joining a gym. So, first of all, Nikki, could you tell us why it's a good idea to join a gym?
Yes, of course. To begin with, as a fitness instructor, I always want to encourage people to exercise. If you join a gym, you have the opportunity to do many different types of exercise in one place. For example, you can work on weights machines to increase your muscle strength, and then later, you can do some aerobic exercise on the spinning machines and treadmills. So the great thing is that when you are at the gym, you can work on all the key points required to stay fit and healthy.
Well, that sounds great. But aren't there any disadvantages to doing all that exercise in a gym?
You know what? I think when people are getting back to fitness, the gym is fine by itself. However, I always encourage my clients to combine gym exercise with outdoor pursuits when they become more confident. For instance, treadmills can simulate all sorts of imaginary routes which take you up and down hills, but nothing beats actually cycling or running up and down real hills outside. Exercising while breathing fresh air and facing other challenges, such as strong winds or a hot sun, makes the experience much more beneficial.
I suppose you're right. And most people spend their whole day stuck indoors working, so getting outside for exercise is probably a good thing emotionally too. So why should any of us even join a gym at all?
Doing regular circuits in the gym will help you to build up muscle strength and you can improve your balance. One of the biggest advantages to joining a gym, though, is that you feel obliged to exercise. If you say to yourself, "I'm going to go jogging every morning," it's very easy to make an excuse not to go. However, when people have gym memberships, they're usually much stricter with themselves. They make a schedule and they stick to it.
Why is that?
Well, the main factor is that they have paid for a gym membership. If you know you have to pay a certain amount of money every month, then you want to know that you will get your money's worth. People usually won't miss a workout because they don't want to feel they have thrown their money away.
Is it expensive to join a gym then?
Yes, it usually is. If you want to join a nice gym, then you'll normally have to pay quite a lot of money. This is another disadvantage. Not everyone can afford to give up that much money every month to exercise. But there are alternatives for these people. If you can afford to, then join a gym. If you can't, you can get an exercise mat for your house and make yourself do sit-ups, push-ups, and other stretches every morning and evening. Go jogging in the park a couple of mornings per week. You can manage to exercise just as much. The key is to make sure you stick to your schedule. If you are strict with yourself and keep to your schedules, then you get fit and stay fit. At the end of the day, the most important thing is to be healthy. If you spend a lot of money on a gym membership in order to stay fit and you don't have enough money for other things like entertainment and socializing, then your emotional health probably won't benefit.
Okay, thanks, Nikki. We'll talk to you a little more after a quick break.